little darling. So hey everybody, welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and for our thousands of friends all over the country, streaming live on the web at www.kpfk.org. So today, I'm going to give you a very brief report about what happened at the Los Angeles MTA last Thursday and the fight over the fare increases. Next week, Manuel Criollo will be the guest host, and he'll be in with other members of the Strategy Center, the Bus Riders Union, and the movement to explain in more detail what I think was a very historic fight. The short of it is that we were not able to stop the MTA from raising the bus fare. And so it's funny, we call that a defeat. It's a defeat for the people, certainly. And nonetheless, there were some genuine political victories that the movement won, and I think we have to be always sober about that. Listen to what Amilcar Cabral always said, which is tell no lies and claim no easy victories. But I'm still going to tell you a little bit about it in short. So let's start with the MTA. God, I think I've spent my life starting with the MTA. The Los Angeles MTA is a very strange reactionary institution. It has $5 billion of, as they say, taxpayers' money. Over $2 billion of it is from sales taxes that you and I pay 1.5 cents on the dollar. Three separate half-cent sales taxes that a lot of you don't know that goes directly to the MTA. And that adds up to $2 billion a year, which is enough. If we ran the agency, I mean it, we could run an amazing agency with $2 billion a year. We could run the whole agency with it. When we started this fight with the MTA, they had a $3 billion budget. And if you imagine, they have over a $5 billion budget now. But they still raise the monthly bus pass from $75 to $100 a month, imposing what we called irreparable harm on Black and Latino communities, on all riders. But the vast majority of bus riders are Black and Latino. According to the MTA, 90% of all their bus and now rail riders are, quote, minorities, overwhelmingly 20-22% Black in a county that's only 9% Black, over 50%, 55% Latino, about 8% Asian Pacific Islander. And except for a few suburban lines, most of the white people who ride it are now elderly, lower income, transit dependent for sure. So somehow, this agency could not find $36 million out of $5.5 billion now to avoid a fare increase. Now, Manuel and others will go into the story in greater detail. And for those of you following it, I wish by now you just really understood the story well, because the short of it is that the MTA has become a privatizing, polluting policing agency and is using almost all its money to build rail. I'm not going to go through the millionth time of why rail doesn't work in Los Angeles, but the most important thing I think to know is if irony upon irony couldn't have been any worse, the day before the vote, Mayor Eric Garcetti, who sits on the MTA board and has three appointees, who are all independent people, Jackie DuPont Walker, Mike Bonin, and Paul Kerkorian, but nonetheless has four votes on the MTA board, along with Mark Ridley Thomas from the predominantly Black and Latino South Central, but much broader county supervisors. Gloria Molina sits on that board with. So those six votes alone could have stopped the fare increase completely. It only took five. So let me tell you briefly what happened. And Manuel and others will go into it in full detail next week. All right, what happened was that we were negotiating with Mayor Garcetti. I have to say this because we said it publicly, that he said he was very interested in working with us against a fare increase. He never said that he was going to oppose a fare increase, but he certainly indicated that he thought higher fares was not the way to go. He also said that he was going to work with us on the decriminalizing of what's called stop and frisk on the buses. Now, over 300 people showed up. thank all of you for coming. Once again, the organizers of the Strategy Center Bus Drivers Union did an incredible job. And we did take over the day. And in the end, the mayor introduced what's called a compromise motion, but it wasn't. It's always called a compromise motion, you know. Whatever they do, now, however bad it is, you know, the next thing it'll be is a compromise death sentence. But he issued a motion that, number one, raised the pass from $75 to $100 and raised all the other passes except for the student pass, which was temporarily delayed pending the source of other money. So that's what happened. The political story is, first of all, that the MTA did put off two other fare increases, one in 2017 and one in 2020 or 21. So understand that they just have fare increase after fare increase ready for you. And at least the Garcetti motion did take that off the table. They have to put it back on the table, which they probably will. The second thing is it did move in the direction of diverting students who get tickets on the MTA buses to basically either pay to not pay a fine, but rather to go to probation or something like that. But the essence of the story is, so far, armed MTA sheriffs from the LA Sheriff's Department are on the buses and trains, if you can imagine, collecting fares. They're not conductors. They're armed inspectors, and they're doing a stop and frisk, and that hasn't been stopped. Nonetheless, there is movement away from the criminalization of young people on the buses and trains. There's movement away from, we think, armed sheriffs. At least we have a chance to win that. And then there are going to be all these other efforts to so-called mitigate the cost of the pass, which I don't know how they're going to do it, because for most of the people that use public transit, that's what they need, is a monthly bus pass. So the highlight in many ways was Supervisor Gloria Molina, who stood up to the rest of the board and proposed delaying the fare increase, all fare increases, for 8 months to 12 months. And let's see if there was a way to cut just 1 or 1.5% out of the whole MTA budget. And Mayor Garcetti would not accept a motion. He pushed through his motion. We strongly disagreed with it. And we did think we came out a lot stronger politically. So that's the short of what happened. Next week, listen, for the whole show is going to be on the MTA versus Bus Riders Union, the fight for the soul of the cities versus the privatizing, polluting, policing city. And the question for you is not just which side are you on, but what are you going to do about it?